and Frank Show. That's the ultimate rough marriage song right there. Where it's like, hey, just hold on to me. We don't, the future's whatever ours we'll to see. Whatever will be, will be.
Yeah.
Come on, I said baby.
Baby.
Come on, baby. Hold on to me. Eddie Money right there. That's off of he burst onto the scene. Said, I don't want to be a cop anymore. I want to be a rock star. And then he successfully went and did that. Is Eddie Money here? Where is he? Was he
Eddie
in the
Money.
Green Room? Get Eddie Money
I want to
in
see
here.
Eddie Money
there
in person.
Here's
Eddie Money. He looks just the same. He looks just the same as you're expecting.
Thank
Hi,
you so
Eddie
much
Money.
For coming in.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Love the show. You guys sound really
Thank
great.
You. Oh.
Thank you. Yes, the Canyon Club, that's sort of out in my hood.
19th.
Yeah, that's a great place, too, if you've never
Food's
been to the Canyon
too.
Club to
right
see a show.
For me,
so good.
Oh, you live out that way?
Yeah, I live in Westlake Village. Me that's and Mickey
how,
Rooney.
I live in Woodland Hills.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, it's right there close by. So
could
definitely,
be golf buddies or something.
Yeah, it could be.
Sure.
Man,
I got a lot of buddies in Woodland Hills. We do a lot of recording in Woodland Hills.
Yeah?
A lot of recording studios in Woodland Hills, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's good to know my own town.
Little hidden gems.
We were talking about how you decided to just quit doing the law enforcement thing. That's when you first, I mean, that's the story
right,
about
yeah.
Eddie Money. It's like, hey, I used to be a cop. And I mean, I remember when I first, you know, when you first onto the scene, I was like, used to be a cop. And this is, now, you know, with people have the opportunity to go on reality shows and sing and they can go and pursue their dreams, but they had careers.
Right.
You didn't have that. You said, I'm going to go do this without, you know.
Right. Well, I was on the police department, but my father was a cop. My grandfather was a cop. And my father was such a grump. And I just couldn't see myself wearing a police uniform for 20 years of my life. That was what really, I wanted to join the Marine Corps or the Navy and do 4 years and get it over with. But 20 years in a uniform was not my cup of tea.
So when your father found out you wanted to give up the family business, so to speak, and go be a rock star, did that go over well?
Well, he didn't talk to me for 10 years.
10 years?
I'm only teasing. No, he wasn't really that. He was, you know, he said to me, I played Madison Square Garden, he put his hand on my leg and says, just think, if you would have stayed on the police department right now, you'd be retired instead of just tired.
Exactly.
Yeah, but when your son's playing Madison Square Garden, I'm sure it's like, Dad, I'll try to get you some tickets, huh?
Yeah,
we'll see.
But, you know, once a cop, you know, if he said to me, you know, you should have never quit the police department. But that's how cops are. If your father's a painter in New York, your son's a painter. You know, that's just the way it goes.
But now, have you had the resurgence of the guy coming up to you on the street and singing the Two Tickets to Paradise song because of the Geico commercial?
I run into cops all the time, which that's half of them are nice. But now that I'm not in the police department anymore, I'm in traffic school with everybody else. You know,
I was wondering, like, what is it? Once a cop, always a cop. So you can always sort of do the hey, I was. Wore the uniform too, man.
Right. Yeah.
And
they're a great bunch of guys. You know, they mean well and they work really hard, just like the firemen and the emergency service workers. Because, you know, they're just blue-collar guys, you know, but they're good people.
When you got offered that that commercial from Geico.
Right.
It's so great, Eddie.
Of all the Geico commercials that they made doing parodies for their for their insurance, that by far was the best one they've ever come up with. It's hilarious.
I love doing the commercial, but now I've got to shave and wash my hair just to go into the supermarket because everybody's got their little cameras on the cell phones.
Yeah, can I get a picture with you?
That's the crazy. The worst invention in the world for a musician or a celebrity was the camera on the telephone. You know,
that is true.
It drives you crazy.
But you
got to be nice to your fans. You don't want to have somebody say, I met Eddie Money. How was it? He sucked. He didn't take a picture of me. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Eddie Money's hanging out with us. He's going to be at the Canyon Club Saturday, October 19th. Now, you've been touring with your daughter?
Well, she comes out on the road with me occasionally.
Family business. Look at you.
Look
You're
at
just
that.
Like your dad. You're going to be a
singer,
musician.
Your daughter's a singer.
I just bought my daughter a new Audi that she had for a year. I'm very excited because she just got a license back. I'm very happy about it. I was paying for a car that was in the driveway for like 9 months, you know?
Jesse Money, your daughter,
right,
who is
and I have another son that
singer.
Sings. My Desi Money, my other son is doing really, really well. They're being produced right now by Sean Carter Cash, Johnny Cash's kid in Nashville. So.
Is that the type of music? Is it more country?
You know,
country music?
I said, how do you know your kids are going to make it? They said, well, Dad, you made it. You know Billy Joel. You know?
You're no Billy Joel. Yeah.
Thanks, kids.
And then my wife says to me, quit picking on the kids. What are you, Joe Jackson or what? You know?
How long have you been married?
Well, we've been married. We've been together 27 years.
27 years. Yeah, we were just talking before you got in here about the hardest year of marriage. They're saying it's the 5 year.
Right now is the hardest year. Every year you come across, this is the hardest year. No, I got a great wife. She's fantastic. You know.
Yeah, and a lot of very talented kids. It says here that that Jesse comes up with you on stage and sings a twist to the Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah, she does Take Me Home Tonight. She does. She just did a big show with me. She did Turtle Blues. She's got an amazing voice, and she's got great stage presence, too. But, you know, as far as, like, having her come out and come out every night with me on stage, it was like I was having a nervous breakdown. She just drives me crazy.
So singing the.
I said, "Where's your daughter?" I said, "She's supposed to be here signing T-shirts for the Elizabeth Glazer Pediatric." Where's my daughter? She's knocking down Jägermeisters with the opening bands, with the opening acts, roadies. You know, that's
Frank
my daughter.
Would fall in love with her if he hears a chick's
knocking
back. We probably
should never meet Jägermeister. Jäger.
No, keep her away from Frank.
So when she comes up on stage and sings "Take Me Home Tonight," is it? And is your daughter? Is it more like the father daughter where it's like, oh, like it's the hospital song where it's like, take me, you can take me home from the hospital. Now it's like a different version of the song,
right,
and meaning all
together. Well, she comes out on stage. She usually does. When I have her out on the road, she comes out on stage and says three or four songs.
Okay.
And then when she decided not to come out on the road with me, everybody in the country go, "Where's your daughter? Where's Jessica? Where's Jessica?" I go, "What about me? For Christ's sake,
right.
I want my daughter, you know." But she's young. She's good looking, and she's got a lot of the guys love her. So
how old is she?
She just turned 25.
Okay.
Eddie Money.
And she didn't come home last night, so I don't know what the hell she's doing. I'm ready to kill her.
Oh, no. Oh, she's living with you.
Right.
And she, you
got all the kids living at the house. You know.
Well, I'm sure it's a nice house.
Do, huh?
See, that's what happens. I'm sure Eddie Money has a nice house.
Right.
My parents didn't live in a big night. I was ready to get out.
Right.
You give them a big, beautiful home and
they never leave.
Well, they're not going to go anywhere.
Does she bring the guys home to meet you?
Hell no. No guys allowed here, you know.
No.
I'm lucky she lets them. I'm lucky. She's lucky a lot of girlfriends in the house.
Eddie Money's hanging out with us. He's going to be at the Canyon Club Saturday.
Hanging out, huh?
Saturday, October 19th. We're going to take a quick break, Eddie. We're going to come right back.
Well, your show's doing really great. Everybody loves you guys in the morning.
Oh,
forget
yeah.
about the afternoons. Yeah. But you got to get up really early. You must hate that, huh?
That's the only.
Pretty girl like you getting up early in the morning, that's got to kill you.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. I don't ever get confident around here.
I know.
You have no idea.
I'm at a loss of words, too. I'm like, can he even see that far?
Eddie forgot his glasses.
Oh, he's got his glasses. Put those things on, man.
Hey,
oh, no, like, oh, no.
See ya. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more Eddie Money. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.